Leo Homan, why was book on Maui published 2 days after wildfires started? Why did police block streets? Why did state stall release of critical water supplies? If you question any of this, media says you're a believer in outlandish conspiracy theories. Do not question anything. Just sit down, accept what we tell you, and shut up, plebs. MSN, a corporate news outlet operated by Microsoft, believes it's an outlandish conspiracy theory. To question how a 44-page book about the Maui wildfire managed to get written, edited, printed and published 2 days after the fire started. If you think that's just a little bit too speedy for a book on a tragedy to be exploited and blamed on climate change, then you are a conspiracy theorist, according to MSN. Here's what the news outlet says about the book. Since the onset of wildfires in Hawaii earlier this month, outlandish conspiracy theories involving space lasers have proliferated across social media platforms. Now, the internet is questioning the veracity of a book published soon after the fires began. Fire and Fury: The Story of the 2023 Maui Fire and Its Implications for Climate Change, authored by Dr. Miles Stones, has recently garnered significant attention. The curiosity is largely attributed to the fact that the book was published a mere 2 days after the fires started on August 8. MSN apparently also doesn't think it's strange that nobody knows anything about the author of the book, Fire and Fury. This reminds me of how the Georgia Guidestones appeared out of nowhere in a cow pasture in rural North Georgia in 1979 and nobody knew how it got there. One day it was a vacant field, the next day there was a giant granite monument testifying to the goals of the climate freaks, including their desire to dispense with 90% of the people living on planet Earth. Then one day, on July 6, 2022, the Guidestones disappeared as fast as they appeared, and neither the local cops nor the Georgia Bureau of Investigation seemed the least bit interested in finding out who destroyed the monument or why. Case closed. Nothing to see here. Don't ask any questions. We are also not supposed to be curious about why the Deagle Corporation, whose founder Drive Edwin A. Deagle Jr., had ties to the Rockefeller Foundation, the military-industrial complex and the CIA, issued a population forecast in 2014 showing that 68.5% of the U.S. population would be wiped out by the end of 2025. Deagle forecasted that the U.K. would lose 77% of its population, Germany 65%, France and Spain over 40%, and most of the rest of the NATO countries losing 30-50% of their populations by 2025. Now we are supposed to accept the fact that a mystery author wrote and published a book about the Maui fires that have killed more than 100 people, the most deadly U.S. fire in a century, just 2 days after the fires started. I suppose it's also a conspiracy theory to question why this fire destroyed buildings but left many of the trees, or why police formed a blockade of trucks to trap victims in the flames, or why the emergency sirens didn't work, or why the fires happened to break out on land that was already in dispute, or why the governor of Hawaii has been in discussions about remaking Maui into a smart island, in accordance with surveillance state technology advocated by the World Economic Forum. Locals are saying this is a land grab, and not a natural disaster. Here is one man talking about how police blockaded the streets. So the Maui wildfires are now right up in the ranks of the deadliest fires in U.S. history. Guess what the cause is? Come on, just take a guess. That's right. Scientists predict that the conditions that lead to massive, deadly wildfires like those in Maui will become pic.twitter.com/QLH9BMR0PW. Salty Goat, at Salty Goat 17, August 15, 2023. I'm sure it's also a conspiracy theory to question why a woke Hawaiian official stalled the release of revered water until it was too late to save Maui. Here is the lunatic Hawaiian official talking about how water is something to be revered, not used. Meet M. Kalio Manuel, the official who refused to release water in Maui, contributing to up to 106 deaths. A Hawaiian studies major, Kalio prefers a traditional, holistic, one water approach where water is revered, not used. Water requires true conversations about equity. pic.twitter.com/4asvanuk. Jeremy Kaufman Hedgehog, at Jeremy Kaufman, August 16, 2023. It's also a bit odd that the Maui police chief and his second-in-command both came into their current jobs by way of Las Vegas, with Chief John Pelletier having served as head of the police response to the 2017 Vegas massacre. The largest mass shooting in U.S. history, killing 58 people, a shooting which has never been fully explained in terms of the motive. It was just swept under the rug. Should we now expect the same in Maui? But it's us who are the crazy ones. We ask too many questions. We think too critically for the globalists' liking. We question the official story of the 9/11 attacks. We question the toxic mRNA gene therapy injections fed to us as vaccines. We question the efficacy of face masks to stop a virus, and we question the validity of lockdowns for a pathogen that had the same death rate as the common flu. They must shut us up. Only crazy people question their overlords. Just like with COVID pandemic and the obsession with vaccinating everything that moves, there's a lot more to this story about Maui. But we will never get to the bottom of it if we depend on the corrupt corporate media to connect the dots. Source: Leo Homan,